A Story of the Annabelle Doll. Donna's mother gave her a beautiful antique doll as a birthday present. Donna was so pleased and wanted to show it to her friend Angie right away.
Look, Angie, how sweet the doll is! My mommy gave it to me. I love dolls so much. I'm crazy about dolls since childhood. My mother knows very well what I like. It's really cute. It's so lifelike, it seems like it could just speak to us. So beautiful.
That night, Donna played with her doll for a while and put it on the bed. In the morning, she left the house to go for breakfast with Angie. But alone in the house, the doll's black eyes turned red, and there was a terrifying glow in them. The room seemed to shake with terrifying sounds. And sometime, when both the friends came back to Donna's room, they were shocked. The doll was sitting in the chair and not on the bed, and both of her eyes had turned red. This scene was very astonishing and frightening.
Hey, I put it on the bed. How did it go on that chair? Did you pick it up? No. We're the only ones in the house. Nobody else here to come into this room. So how did the doll move? How's that possible?
Both friends stared at the doll, and suddenly a creepy sound echoed through the house. Very often after that day, some surprising events happened with that doll. There used to be creepy sounds that made the heart shiver. Sometimes Donna would find the doll under the bed or standing in front of her door. All these unpleasant incidences added to the doll's mysterious movements. Sometimes there were loud laughing sounds, like a girl laughing loudly and furiously. And sometimes the crying sounds of a child also came out of the mouth of the same doll. These all incidences were very bewildering. Both friends were often scared due to sheer fear, because really, what's more scary than fear? One day, when Donna came to her room with her friend, she saw that many of her books were scattered. Many pieces of paper were spread in the house, and they had "help" written on them. The paper started flying around with a scary voice. That day, Donna looked at doll carefully and noticed that tears of blood were falling from the doll's eyes. They were both very nervous. They hugged each other in fear and quickly called a paranormal expert.
"See? The soul of a 7-year-old was trapped inside this doll. The girl's name was Annabelle Higgins, who died in an accident. This girl's soul is hungry for love. It has become fond of you. Now it is your decision whether to live with her or..."
"We will always keep her with us. This doll has never done us any harm. This is a very cute doll. Now we too have become very attached to her."
A few days later, a friend of theirs named Lou came to live in their apartment. He lived in a separate room. Lou looked at Annabelle doll very carefully. Then he saw some strange movements in the doll.
"Donna, you've got to remove this from here, or someday an accident, a terrible thing will happen to you."
"Lou, there is no such thing. We've been living with Annabelle for a long time. We love her, and she loves us. I don't see any harm in it."
The girls had no idea how right Lou really was, and disregarded his warning. That was their biggest mistake. One day, Lou was sleeping alone in his room. Terrible voices started moving towards him. A deceiving laugh was getting more and more terrible. On the verge of the moment, he saw Annabelle recklessly approaching him while flying in the air. She was hovering over him. Her face looked horrific,
Her eyes were glowing and glittering red. There was blood on the edges of her lips. Before he knew it, she scratched his chest with her claws. Lou's chest started hurting very badly.
Help! Help! Save me from this doll! Help! Help!
Terrible voices were coming. He felt as if someone was stabbing him on his chest. Terrible laughter echoed across the room. Lou could not even move from his place, like someone had grabbed him and held him down. Terrible screeching sounds were coming from everywhere. He was horrified. He was terrified. He was petrified. His clothes were torn. He could not even speak properly, and in the next instant, he fainted. When his eyes opened again, he was groaning in pain. There were 4 deep nail marks on his chest. He was badly injured. Donna and her friend found him and were shocked. They both looked quite scared. They could not understand what to do. Donna sat, holding her head. When their neighbors heard of what had happened, people called Father Hagen. He investigates Annabella, and soon he understands that taming the doll is not within his power. He called a very high-ranking priest named Father Cook. He contacted Ed and Lorraine Warren. Together, these people began to study Annabelle doll in depth. Now every layer of truth was beginning to be revealed. Ed and Lorraine Warren had never seen such a dangerous and mysterious doll in their life. After much research, they finally found out the truth about that doll. They found that inside that doll was not the soul of a 7-year-old girl, but rather the soul of a big dreadful devil who was pretending to be a child. The main objective of that devil was to have complete control over the body of Donna or her friend Angie. If he had succeeded in his goal, he could have caused great destruction forever. When Ed and Lorraine Warren revealed this truth to them, the ground shook under Donna's feet. She was shivering in fear.
Sir, I am very scared. Please save me from this dangerous doll. Take her from here. She can become fatal for anyone at any time.
Do not worry, my child. I will take her away from here forever. After this, you will not be in any danger.
Then Ed and Lorraine Warren put the doll in the trunk of their car and left. But as soon as they started to move their car forward, their car moved faster and faster, and the steering was locked and the brakes wouldn't work. Strange sounds came from the trunk. They leapt from the speeding car just as it crashed into a tree. Ed and Lorraine Warren thought a lot and then took holy water and sprinkled it on that Annabelle doll. Then the doll calmed down. They started the car and reached their home. Now they knew it was not easy to control the doll. At Ed and Lorraine Warren's house, there the doll also moved from one place to another. So they called Jason Bradford, another famous Catholic priest. Priest Jason showed the influence of his powers and raised the doll in his hand and said,
"You are a simple doll. You will not harm anyone."
After saying this, he left for his home from there. And after some time, news came that he nearly died in a terrible accident. Now, with Priest Jason and Ed and Lorraine Warren deciding together, the Annabelle doll was locked in a wooden box. They kept that box in the museum. Even today, the doll is kept in the museum, in the same wooden box. Once, a friend of Ed and Lorraine Warren made fun of Annabelle doll while discussing her. After this, he was going on a motorcycle with his wife,
and they had a terrible accident and died. Now people are so afraid to say the name Annabella. To this date, Annabella is locked inside that wooden box in the museum. Nobody has dared see her. Even today, Annabella is considered the world's most dangerous cursed doll. The end.